Sechta Sanhedrin, Daf Nun, three lines from the bottom of Daf Mem Tesam and Beis, and the Mishnah Brura Machlekes between the Tanakam and Rav Shimon as to the order of the Mises Bezdin and which one is most Chomer and which one is least Chomer. And as Rashi explained, Naf Kaminu Meschayev Shtei Misa is the Kaimel Lekamon, the Nidim Bechamura, and the Tanakam held that the order is Skila Sreifa Hereg Vechenek, and Rav Shimon held that the order is Sreifa Skila Chenek Vehereg. And our Gemara will now begin and go through the order Lefid HaChomim. And how does the Tanakhama know that the order of the Misa is from most Chomer to most Kal, is Skrila Sreifa Hereg V'Chenek? And before we begin, let us point out that we know that if a man is Mizana with an Eishes Ish, and she's in a Sua, or she's in a Rusa, but she's a Begeres, then if they were Mizana Buratzain, then both will be Chayev Chenek. However, if a man is Mizana with a Naira Hamarasa, which is a girl that's a Naira, and she's also only Mureses and not in a Sua, then as we will see in the Mishnah, and Afsamach Vavam, then the Chiva Misa for both the man and the woman would be Skila. However, the Torah also teaches us that the din of Misa does change by the Geya Bas Kayin, and if someone is Mizana Buratzin with a Bas Kayin, then as we will see, the Tanakama will hold that a Bas Kayin that's a Nayim Rasa will also be Chayim Skila. However, if the Bas Kayin was not a Nayim Rasa, and for example, she was a Begeris that was Murasa, or she was already married, then although generally a Yisraelis would be Chayiv Chanek, but a Bas Kohen would be Chayiv Sreifa, and Rav Shimon hold that it doesn't make a difference if a Bas Kohen is a Nair Murasa or she's a Nesua, that a Bas Kohen will always receive Sreifa, and as we will see, that the one that's Mizana with her will have the standard Misa, and if she was a Nair Murasa, then he'll be Chayiv Skila, and otherwise he will be Chayiv Chenek, even though the Bas Kohen may be Chayiv Sreifa. Now Gemara begins, Skila Charmur Misreifa, that Lefid Tanakama, Skila is considered more Chomer than Sreifa, Shekei Nitla Megadeh Fala Oivet Avedis Galilim. And the Rai is because the Torah tells us that someone that's Bekal Hashem or someone that's Oyved Avodah Zarah is Chayiv Skila. And as the Gemara states, my Chumra, and what is the great Chumra of someone that's Megadif of Oyved Avodah Zgalilim, Shekein Peshit Yadir Be'ika, because he was Kaifa and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Ayin Rabbeinu Chananel, Shein Avir Lamayla Mehen, Shepashtu Yad Be'ika. However, the Gemara is, Adir Rabba Sreifa Chamura, L'chir, we should say that Sreifa is more Chumra than Skila, Shekein Nitla Bas Kayin Shezinsa, because we see that Bas Kohen, that's Mizana, will receive Sreifa, no my Chumra, and why do we consider that a Chumra? Shekim Mechalel Sasevia, as a Bas Kohen, that is Mizana, is Michal, her father, and as Rashi brings down, Ked Kamrinal Kamon, and as we will discuss later on Dafnun Bezam and Aleph, Shimhoyu Neugun by Kodesh, Neugun by Choyel, that even if originally we gave the father certain honors because he was Kohen, and for example, he would bench first, or he would speak first, but at this point, we would take those honors away from him, and we'd be Neugun by Choyel, because his daughter was Mizana, and I remember we say regarding him, Orish Hazu Yolad, Orish Hazu Gidel, and the Mefarshim discuss that L'chir, even though it's true that when a woman that's a Bas Kohen is Mizana, that she's Mechalel Sasavia, why would we consider it a worse Avera than someone that's Megadif or Oyved Avedis Galilim? And the Mefarshim explain that L'maisa, since she's affecting other people, therefore that is a Chumra, and therefore the Gemara feels that by the fact that a Bas Kohen receives Sreifa, so it must be that Sreifa is more Chomer than Skila. And let's keep in mind at this point of the Gemara that the Chiv of Sreifa for Bas Kohen is not only a case where the Bas Kohen was already married, but even in a case of a Nayim Rasa. And even though generally a Nayim Rasa gets Skila, but a Bas Kohen gets Sreifa, and therefore we see that Sreifa is more Chomer than Skila. We continue in Daf Nun Amud Aleph, and the Gemara responds, Kasav Rabbana Nesui Yitzel Sreifa V'Leya Rusa, that although it's true that a Bas Kohen that is Mizana has a din of Sreifa, but that only applies if the Bas Kohen was in the Suah at the time that she was Mizana, and instead of receiving the standard Misav Chenek, she now receives Sreifa. However, in a Chenami, the Rabbanon actually hold that if the Bas Kohen was in Nayim Rasa, then she would not be Chaya Sreifa, and she would remain with the standard Misav Skila. And the reason is that certainly, since she's a Bas Kohen, we can't downgrade her Misa from Skila to Sreifa, and certainly she would stay with the Misav Skila since she's a Nayim Rasa, and a standard Nayim Rasa receives a Misa of Skila. And Rabbanon continued to explain, and by the fact that the Torah states that a Nayim Rasa that's a Bas Kohen receives Skila and doesn't receive Sreifa, then it must be that Skila is more Chomer, and therefore certainly we wouldn't downgrade her Misa. Nayin Rashi, Dibu Maskel, Umanafke Rachman, Larusa, Bas Kohen, Michlal Nesua, Bas Kohen, Mistrefa, Skila, Shma Mina, Skila Chamura, Dal Kocha, Harusa, Chamura, Minasura, as it must be that Ruth is Muhammad and Zua, Shemachalel Sumazana Besavia, because she's still in her father's house, and therefore she's been Muhalal, and she's taking away honor from her father. The way we learned our Gemara is based on the pashas of the Lashon of our Gemara. And Ayin Rashi continues that Lefum Riyo to the Sugya, Hachi Mifrasha Kedaprishis. However, Rashi's bothered, Umiyu Kidaikis Bashapia, Leishkachas Krol Rabbanon, Minolu, the Nesua Yotzav Leirusa, that if we would be Mendaik, then we wouldn't find a Makar as to how the Rabbanon would know that the only time that the Torah states that a Baskayan receives Shrefa is only in the case of a Nesua and not by Inayim Rasa. And Rashi explains that the only way the Rabbanon know this aside is because they know that Skila is more Chaman and Shrefa, and as Rashi points out, El Mishum de Islu Skila Chamura, who the Kamri al Kachach le Yotzer Rusa Baskoye Mechlal Rusa Basasol, Miskila le Shrefa le Hakel, and therefore Rashi is bothered that Lachur it's Mamish circular reasoning, as Biyesh Lahakshay is Hechi Afin Mehacha de Skila Chamura, Ha'il le Kamal Rabbanon, El Mishum de Kasavri Skila Chamura, as the only way that they know that a Baskoyen that's in Nayim Rasa will retain the Misa Skila and not be downgraded to Shrefa is only because they hold that Skila is more Chamar. Therefore, Rashi actually explains that the Gemara's response to the original question is that even though it's true that there's a major Chumrah of a Bas Koyin that's Mizana because she's Michalel Sasevia, but certainly if someone is Megadef or Oivavid is Galilim, then certainly that's considered a more Chamar de Kavera. And since the Torah states that someone that's Megadef or Oivavid is Galilim is Mechuyev Skila, so Skila must be even more Chamar than Shrefa. And as Rashi explains, really the Gemara's teretz is afil hachi pashi yada beika adif v'hai the kamei the kasav rabban nesu yatzal shreifa akachach nakel la the leitem with yatzal rusa baskayim and rusa baschol miskila shreifa shemam nas shreifa chamura v'hachi kamei la ilam skila chamura the pashi yada beika adif v'gab baskayim the achshava the shreifa lav l'gab skila achshava el l'gab chenek achshava that the only time that we stated the baskayim receives shreifa is only by a nesua, since generally she would get chenek, and now the Torah states that a Bas Koyin should receive Shrefa. However, in a Chanami, if there's a Bas Koyin that's in Nayim Rasa, then she would still receive Skila and not Shrefa. And based on this explanation of Rashi, Rashi states that the last two lines that we read in the Gemara of Menafka Rachman Larus Beskila Shema Mina Skila Chamura is an Erech Dvarim who is really a lengthy explanation that's not necessary and not even a prop explanation. And Venir Be'inai Delegasin La Ayin Sham. And the Gemara continues that now that Rabbanan explained how they know that Skila is more Chamar than Shrefa, so the Gemara now continues Skila Chamura Masayef, and how do we know that Skila is more Chamar than Sayef? Shkeinitnu l'megadif lo'iv avidis chavim, and the Gemara gives the same reason as l'maisa the issa of being megadif and being mekalz Hashem or being oiv avidis zara is very Chamar, and the chi of misa is Skila, and therefore we see that Skila is more Chamar than Sayef, and the Gemara explains with my Chumra and what is the Chumra of megadif and oiv avidis chavim can amarn, as we previously explained that the kaifa Ikar. However, the Gemara now asks, Ad Rabba, Sayef Chama, the Lachari we should be able to prove that Sayef is more Chama than Skila, Shekeinitin L'Anshi Irin Dachas, as by an Irin Dachas, where instead of it being a Yochid that was Oiv HaVeidah Zorah, the entire Tziba was Oiv HaVeidah Zorah, and over there we say, instead of receiving Skila, their Misa is B'Sayef, and therefore we see that Sayef is more Chama than Skila, U'may Chumra, and why do you see that Irin Dachas is more Chama than a regular case of Megadav and Oiv HaVeidah Zchavim, Shekeinim Manin as we see that the money is lost and we destroy all that property. However, the Gemara responds, Amrit, Eze Kech Mubo, Kech Amidiach, Kech Anidach, Havi Ime Kech Amidiach, Vitanya Medich Ir Nidachas Peskila. Although it's true that you prove that those that serve Avodah Zarah and are part of Ir Nidachas receive a Misa of Sayef, and we know that the Braisa teaches us that the person that's Mesas Umidiach toward Ir Nidachas would not receive Sayef and instead would be Chayev Skila. And certainly all will agree that it's much worse of an Avera to be the person that's Mesis Umidiach than to be the person that was convinced to do the Issa of Avodah Zarah, and therefore we see that the Misa of Skila is more Chamar than Sayef. The Gemara now continues that Skila is Chamur Mechenek, that how does the Rabbanan know that Skila is more Chamar than Chenek, Shkeinitin L'megadif L'Iva Avedis Kechavim U'may Chumar Kedam Aron, and once again the Gemara brings the same reason that since we know that a Megadif L'Iva Avedis Kechavim receives Skila and their Issa is so Chamar as came Pesha Yad Be'ikka, so therefore we see that Skila is more Chomer than Chenek. However, the Gemara is Adrabo Chenek Chomer, Shkein Nitin Lamaka of V'imai, Umay Chomer, Shkein Hukish Kvaidun L'Kvaid Amokaim, that we should be able to prove that Chenek is more Milchama, as if someone is Oivan Issa of hitting their father and their mother, which is such a major Issa. And as we know that the Torah is Makish, Kibud Avaim, to cover the Bakalish Baruchu, as the Pasuk in Pashas Yisrael states, Kabbis Avicha Vesimecha, and it says in Mishle, Kabbis Hashem Ha'incha, and we know that the Chiyu Misa for someone that's Maka of V'imai is Chenek, and as Rashi points out, Maka of V'imai Chenek, the Sibay, as the Pasuk states, Yuma Stama, the Kaimulon, and the Gemara and Dafman Bezim and Bez will teach us, Kal Misa Amur B'Tayer Stam, Ein El Chenek, and since that Misa is B'Chenek, so therefore it must be that Chenek is more Chomor than Skila. However, the Gemara answers, Min Afkir Rahman al Arus Bas Yisrael, Michlal Nesua Bas Yisrael, Mechenek Letskila, Shema Mina Skila Chamura, that since we know that if a man is Mizana with an Nesua Bas Yisrael, then they receive Chenek, but if he's Mizana with a Nairam Rasa, then they receive Skila, we certainly know that the Issa being Mizana with a Nairam Rasa is much worse than the Issa being Mizana with an Eshes Issa that's a Nesua. And as Rashi explains, Shirola Shemayim Ula Brias Ula Atzmoya, Shapagemis Kvoida Umishpachta, the Ika calling Tvei Minasua, Shekva Nifkama, and therefore, as Rashi continues, in Afkar Achmana Machlav Moisumas Hanoya Fanayefes, the Hainu Chenek, the Afarusa Hois Machlav Ishis Re'eu, and really a Naim Rasa should be included in that din as well. Even so, of Afka Behedi Laskila Kedachsiv, as the Pasuk tells us, but the Gaya Naim Rasa, Kisiya Nair Besulu Murasa, that she receives Skila, so Shma Mina Skila Chamura, so clearly Skila is more Chamur than Chenek. The Gemara just finished proving that Lafida Chachamim Skila is more Chamur than Strefa, and it's more Chamur than Hereg, and more Chamur than Chenek. Ayin Rashi in the second of the wide lines at the bottom of Amid, and Rashi is bothered, V'ikashil Chalamalu Ladur, Basa Taimam Bekulu, Tavi Skila Chamur Minayu, Mekivin De Eshkach Skila Chamur Misrefa, Vil Kamon Yal Strefa Chamur Misayif, Vimeli Yadin and Skila Chamur Misayif, that since we already prove that Skila is more Chamur than Strefa, and the moment we will prove that Strefa is more Chamur than Harry V'chenek, then certainly Skila is more Chamur than Harry V'chenek, and as we know, if A is greater than B, and B is greater than C, then certainly A is greater than C. And also, before continuing, let's see the second Taisis to the bottom of Amid, Diva Maschal Adra B'chenek Chamur, Shkenitil Maka Aviv, that Taisis is bothered, that how could the Habamin of the Gemara be, that Chenek should be more Chamur than Skila, because someone that hits the father or mother receive a Misa of Chenek, but V'teimah Skila Nami Nitnolim Kal Avimai, the Hukash Kvaidun L'Kvaid HaMakim, that we know if someone curses their father or mother, then they receive Skila, which is also Hukash L'Kvaid HaMakim. Therefore, we see that B'negeya covered of your father and mother, there's a Chiyuv of Skila, as well as a Chiyuv of Chenek, V'oid, V'chim Impresh Hukash, Yecham M'Kvaid HaMakim Atzvai, that how could it be that based on Hekish, we will say that if someone hits their father and mother, that that's more Chomer than being Mevarach HaShem or serving Avodah Zarah, and at the very least, they should be on the same level. And therefore we see that the covet of Shechina is even greater. And that the Gemara is really not asking that Chenek would be more Chomer than Skila, but at least it should be on the same level as Skila. And of course, the Nafka Mina would be that if someone would be Chai of Skila as well as Chenek, then there would be a choice either to have Chenek or to give him Skila. And the Gemara now continues with the Shita of the Chachamim, that how do they know that Sreif is Chamur Misayef? And the Gemara responds, Shekein Nitlu Bas Koyin Shezinsa, because Sreifa is the Misa that's given to a Bas Koyin that's Mizana, Umay Chumra Shekein Mechalel Sezaviya, and the Chumra of a Bas Koyin that's Mizana is that she's Mechal her father, and she causes degradation of her father and of her family. However, the Gemara is, Adirabba Sayef Chumra, the Lachur Sayef is Mochumra, Shekein Nitlu Anshi Eridachas, Umay Chumra Shekein Mechalel Ovad, as we previously explained. However, the Gemara explains that although we have two competing svaris, but the Maisa we will base our limud on Xer Shava as Nema via Beskila, Venema via Besrefa, that says the Lashon Avia, Venegea Skila, as the Pasuk and Pashuk Yisaitse regarding a Nair Marasa states, Vaitsiu Senariel, Pesach Besavio, Skalu, Anche Eir, Bavanava Mesa, Kiosin of Olabiso, Lisnus Besavia, Ubiata Rami Kabecha, and regarding a Bas Koyin Shazinsa in Pashas Achremois, the Pasuk states, Bas ish koyin ki secha lisnais as a via himachalelos be ishti sarif. And based on this gzeir shavu, we learn out ma via om beskila skila chamur misayif, that since we already proved that skila is more chamur than sayif, afe via om besrefa srefa chamur misayif, and therefore when the Torah uses the same term of avia benegeya srefa, the Torah is teaching us that srefa is more chamur than sayif. And ayin Rashi that we originally learned skila chamur misayif kidyav taimel el mimadichim vidyidachin ayin. The Gemara continues that Sreifa Chamur Mechanek, that Sreifa is also more Chamur than chenek shekhanit lebas koyin shezitzo umay chumer kedamoran. And as we previously stated, shekhan chalal says a viyah, and the gemara is adrabo chenek chamo. Maybe chenek is more common than sefer shekhanit lemaka of v'imay umay chumer shekhan hukas kvedel lechvedel makayim. As we previously explained, and the gemara answers mid afkir rachmana lesua bas koyin mechalal lesua bas yisol mechenek lesefer shma mina sefer chamura. That since we know that in the sua that's a bas yisol and that's mizana receives the misa of chenek, and the Torah teaches us that a bas koyin that's in the sua and is mizana receives the misa of sreifa. Therefore, clearly we see that sreifa is more chomer than chenek. Now, in Rashi, that the Gemara really could have just responded that we have a gzira shava that compared skila and sreifa. Since we already proved that skila is more chomer than chenek, then certainly sreifa is more chomer than chenek. However, Rashi states va'af agav din matzal asu b'gzira shava da via via kada isi l'sayif nichal asu migufa ayin sham. And finally, the Gemara continues that lefid hachamim sayif is more chomer than chenek shkainit l'anshir yidachas. As Saif is the Misa that's given to Atshiri Yachas, my Chumra Shekhem Mimayin and Ovad, as we previously explained. However, the Gemara is, Adi Rabba Chanek Chomo, and maybe we should say, Punk Faket, that Chanek is more Chomer than Saif, Kain Nita Lamaka of Imoy, my Chumra Shekhem Hukash Kvaydon Lachvayna Mokoyim, as we previously mentioned. However, the Gemara responds, Afil Hachi, Pesh Yoda Be'ika Odev, that's certainly an Eri Dachas with a Pesh Yoda Be'ika, that is certainly more Chomer, and since the Anshiri Yachas receives Saif and not Chanek, so we see that Saif is more chomer than chenek. And the Gemara continues and quotes our Mishnah, Rav Shimon Aimer. Rav Shimon argues in the Tanakhama, and he says that the order of the Mises Bezdin are Sreifa Skila Chenek Behereg. And the Gemara will now explain the Shita Rav Shimon, as Rav Shimon holds Sreifa Chomer Meskila Shkeinit Melabas Koyin Shezinsa Umay Chomer Shkeim Chalal Sazavia. Rav Shimon holds that since the Bas Koyin that's Mizana, and it doesn't make a difference if she's in Nayim Rasa or if she's in the Sua, that she always will receive Sreifa. So therefore, we see that Sreifa is more chomer than Skila, as a Nayim Rasa generally would receive Skila, and because she's a Bas Koyin, therefore her Misa is upgraded and becomes more Chama and becomes Sreifa. And the Gemara is, Adar Abba Skila Chamura Shkenit Lul Magadif Lo Ibad Abedis Chavim Umay Chumir Shkenit Peshi Yad Be'ika. However, the Gemara answers, Rav Shimon Tamei, that Rav Shimon is going Lashitasai Omar, and he holds Achas Arusa V'Achas Asua Yatzal Sreifa. That doesn't make a difference if a Bas Koyin was an Arusa or was an Asua, and in all cases she's going to be Chayis Sreifa. And therefore, Shema Mina, Sreifa Chamura. So certainly we see that Sreifa is more Chomer than Skila. And the Gemara continues, Sreifa Chamura Mechenek, that has Rav Shimon know that Sreifa is more Chomer than Chenek. Shkeinit lo Bas Koyin Shezinsa. My Chomer, and was the Chomer of Bas Koyin, Kedam Morin, as we stated, came Mechalel Sazavia. And the Gemara is, Adra Abba Chenek Chomer, maybe Chenek is more Chomer than Sreifa. Shkeinit lo Maka of Vimai, my Chomer, Shkein Hukish Kvaydim Lechvayna Mokoyim, as we previously explained. However, the Gemara answers, Mid Afkar Achmon, Lusur Bas Koyin, Mechalel that the Gemara used the same svara as we saw before, that lemaisa bas yisrael that's mezana as an ishish and as an asua generally receives a misa of chenek, and meanwhile a bas koyin will receive an upgraded misa and will receive sreifa, and therefore we see that sreifa is more chomer than chenek. And the Gemara continues, sreifa chomer misayif that lefi Reb Shimon sreifa is more chomer than sayif shkeinit lo bas koyin shezinsa umay chomer kedam oran. And as we previously stated, however, the Gemara states, Adarabba Saif Chomo, maybe Saif is more Chomer than Sreifa, Shkeinit Lanshir and Dachas, Umay Chomer Shkeim and Bain and Ovad. And the Gemara answers, Amrit, Vichy Ezek Kayach Ruba, Kayach Amidiach, and Kayach Nidach. Now, which is his worst, the person that's Mesa Sumidiach, or the person that actually serves Avayda Zara? We continue on Daf Nuno and Beis, Havi Oime Kayach Amidiach. Certainly, as we stated previously, the Kayach of the Mesa Sumidiach is worse, and Ayin Rashi, the Reb Shimon holds that a Mesa Sumidiach receives Chanek. As we know that the Anshei Dachas receive a Misa of Saif, therefore clearly it must be that Rav Shimon holds that Chenek is more Chomer than Saif, and therefore the Gemara states, V'kavachoymer, and now we have a Kavachoymer, U'mach Chenek Shechomer Messiah, Sreif Chomer Menu, the Madoch that we just proved that Chenek is more Chomer than Saif, as the Mesa Mediach receives Chenek, and the Anshei Dachas receives Saif, and even so, Sreif is more Chomer than Chenek, as the Gemara already proved, so Saif HaKal Kolshkein, then certainly since Saif is more kal than chenek, then certainly saif is more kal than sreifa. Once again, it's the same concept that if sreifa, which is A, is greater and more chomer than chenek, which is B, and if chenek, which is B, is more stringent than C, which is saif, then certainly A is greater than C, and sreifa is more chomer than saif. The Gemara continues with the Shita of Rav Shimon, that if you Rav Shimon skila chamur mechanek shkeinitl megadif loyva v'disukavim umay chumer kedar maron, as they are pushed yodu beiko and they receive skila, and the Gemara is adarabah chenek chamur. Maybe we should say chenek is more chamur than skila. Shkeinitl lemaka of imay umay chumer shkein hukish kvaidon lechvaidam makayim. However, the Gemara responds mid afker rachman larus basisol mechlam nesu basisol mechenek leskila shma mina skila chamura, that by the fact that we know that a regular ishish is that's a nesua receives a misa of chenek, meanwhile a nayim rasa who did a great avera, and as Rashi previously explained, that al kocha harusa is chamura minesua shirola shemayim ulubrius laatzma shabegemis kvaidu mishpachta veikah kolin tvei minesua shekavan nifkama. We see that the Torah states that nayim rasa receives skila, so therefore it's clear that skila is more chamur than chenek. And the Gemara continues skila chamura misayev, that how do we know that skila is more chamur than sayev? Once again, the Gemara responds, and the Gemara is that the misa for an entire tziba that is over avidizara actually has sayif, and the isa of anshi erin dachas is much more chomer as umay chomer shekem moin avad. However, the Gemara answers amrit v'chi eizu koyach muba koyach medich or koyach nidach, that certainly we know that the person that's mesis medich is much worse than the actual person that did avera. And as the Gemara states, havi oimek koyach medich, and we know that lefir Reb Shimon, someone that's mesis medich receives chenek, and meanwhile the anshi erin dachas receives sayif. Since clearly chenek is more chomer than sayif, therefore the kal v'chomer that we now could learn from a kal v'chomer that skila is also more chomer than sayif, as umach chenek shechomer misayif skila chamur mimeno, that madu chenek which is more chomer than sayif, and even so skila is more chomer than chenek, so sayif akal loy koshkein, then certainly skila is more chomer than sayif. And the Gemara continues lefir Reb Shimon, how do we know that chenek is more chomer than sayif? Shkeinitel lemaka av v'imay umay chomer kedar maron, as the Gemara previously stated, however, the Gemara is adarabo that maybe we should say punfaket that sayif chomer, that sayif is more chomer than chenek shkeinitel la'anshi erin dachas, and as we know sayif is given to people in the erin dachas that are even neisa avaydazara umay chomer shkeinu meinu avad. However, the Gemara responds amret v'chi eizu koyach muba koyach medich koyach nidach, that ultimately we know that if someone is mesis medich according to Reb Shimon they receive chenek, meanwhile the people of the erin dachas receive sayif, and have oimek koyach medich, and certainly the one that's mesis medich did an even worse avera than the people that actually serve the avodah zarah. V'tanyan, we learned to the brisa medich erin dachas beskila Reb Shimon oimek bechenek, and therefore clearly lefi Reb Shimon chenek is more chomer than sayif. And it's important to keep in mind that one of the major chalukim between the sheet of the Tanakam and Reb Shimon is that the Tanakam holds that medich erin dachas has a chiyuv of skila, whereas Reb Shimon holds that medich erin dachas is bechenek. That really forms the basis for the machlekes if chenek is more chomer than sayif or is sayif more chomer than chenek. And the Gemara now continues magal bepumid Rabbi Yechon, that the following was something that Rabbi Yechon used to say very often, and as Rashi says sada hoya dava zeb befiv v'loy shishana b'mishnah b'raisa el kach kibla shmur rabbi, that this is not something that he learned from the mishnah b'raisa, but this is a kabbalah he had from his rabbeim. And Ayin Yad Rama, who explains that word magal bepumid Rabbi Yechon, that the following memra was like a pearl in the mouth of Rabbi Yechon, and lefi Rashi the loshin magla is from the loshin of rogil, and lefi the Yad Rama the loshin magla is from the loshin of magolius, which is a pearl or a diamond. And the memra we're about to see from Rabbi Yechon is actually something we already discussed as the machlekes between Tanakam and Reb Shimon as to what the misa would be for a bas koyin that was mizana while she was in Nayim Rasa. And as Rabbi Yechon states, Nayim Rasa bas koyin shezinsa beskila, that according to Tanakama, even though the Torah tells us bas ish koyin kisecha listenais as a vihi mechalelos beishi sarif, and generally there should be a chiyuv asreifa for a bas koyin, but if there's a bas koyin that's mizana while she's in Nayim Rasa, then since the Tanakama holds that skila is more chomer than sreifa, and lemaisa the Torah teaches us that the chiyuv of misa for Nayim Rasa is skila, so certainly by a bas koyin we will not downgrade her misa, and certainly she will still be chayiv skila and will not be chayiv sreifa. However, Rav Shimon im besreifa, Rav Shimon holds that sreifa is more chomer than skila, and although generally a Nayim Rasa has a chiyuv of skila, however the Torah mechadish to us that the misa for a bas koyin that's mizana while she's in Nayim Rasa is upgraded from skila, and she would receive sreifa. And as the Torah states, "Ubasish koyin kisech lisnais as aviyah mechalelus beishti sarif," and it's mashma that she's still in the house of her father, and therefore it's mashma that this pasuk is not only referring to a bas koyin that's in the suah, but it's even speaking about a bas koyin, that's an ayir merasa. Rabbi Yechon continues in some avia that if there's a regular bas yisrael, that's an ayir merasa, and she's mezana with her father, so then there's competing misais. As lemaisa, if someone's mezana with the father, the Torah teaches us that the chayis seifa, and the Torah also teaches us that an ayir merasa is chayis skila, and therefore zok Rabbi Yechon that lefiyut tanakama, since skila is more common than seifa, then certainly she will be chayis skila because she's an ayir merasa shizinsa. However, Rav Shimon says that Lemaisa is two competing misais, as she could be Chayav Sreifa because she was Mizana with her father, and she could be Chayav Skila because she was in Ayim Rasa, and ultimately Rav Shimon holds that Sreifa is more common than Skila, and therefore she'll be Chayav Sreifa. And the Gemara tells us, Ma'akam Lashwan, and was the Chiddush, Rabbanan Nesui Yotzel Sreifa Balei Rusa. The Chiddush of the Rabbanan is that the only time that the Torah is Mechadish to us that a Bas Koyin receives Sreifa is only by Nesua, and Sreifa is more chomer than the standard misa for standard ishizish that generally gets chanek. However, bas koyin that is an ayim rasa will not receive sreifa and will receive skila, since skila is more chomer than sreifa. However, Rav Shimon achas rusa v'achas nesua yatzal sreifa, that according to Rav Shimon, it doesn't make a difference if the bas koyin was an ayim rasa or she was a nesua. That since Rav Shimon holds that sreifa is more chomer than skila, so in all cases the Torah is mechadish to us that a bas koyin that was mizana will receive sreifa and will not receive chanek if she was in the Suah, as certainly Sreifa is more Chomer than Chanek, and she won't receive Skila if she was an Ayim Rasa, and Sreifa is also more Chomer than Skila, according to Rav Shimon. And the Gemara explains, V'tayimai Meshund Rabban Skila Chamura, and Rav Shimon Sreifa Chamura, and Nafgamina Lemishin Eschayiv Shtei Mises Bezdin Nidim Mechamura, as we explain. And the Mefarshim asks that L'chira, what is the major Chiddush of this Din of Rabbi Yechon, if we already understood this from the previous Gemara, and certainly we understood this from the Mishnah itself, and as Rashi at the top of that Mem Tesa stated, the Gemara continues, Myrub Shimon, and Rashi explains, we're going back to the previous Gemara. Where do we see that Rav Shimon holds that there's no difference between a Bas Koyin that's in a Sua, or if she's in Ayim Rasa, a Bas Koyin will always be Chayav Sreifa, and what is the Makar? And the Gemara brings a Braisa to Tanya, Rav Shimon Oimesh, Nei Klolos, Nemru Bas Koyin, and the Havmina of the Gemara is that Rav Shimon is referring to the Klom that stated in two Psukim, as the Pasuk in Pasuk Kedoshim tells us, the Ish Ashiyinaf as Eishes Ish, Ashiyinaf as Eishes Rieu, Mois Yumas Hanoyef Hanoyefes, and the Pasuk seems to be telling us a general rule that it doesn't make a difference if a woman is a Bas Koyin or she's a regular Yisraelis, then in all cases, if she's Eishes Ish, that she's Mizana, then Mois Yumas, and Kol Misa Stam Hamur B'Toyra is referring to Chanek, then the Pasuk in Pasuk Kisese states, and once again, Rav Shimon seems to be telling us that it doesn't make a difference if this woman was a Bas Koyin or a Bas Yisrael, and in all cases, she would be Chayav Skila. And the Gemara asked on this Braisa that how could it say that Rav Shimon states that Shnei Klolos Nemru Bas Koyin and it's Mashma Bas Koyin V'Lo Bas Yisrael? Certainly, these dinim apply to a Bas Yisrael, and therefore the Gemara explains Rav Shimon meant to say, Ema Af Bas Koyin, that these standard dinim that the Torah speaks about regarding an Eishes Ish, that a Nayim Rasa is Chayiv Skila and a Nesui is Chayiv Chenek, would also be relevant to a Bas Koyin. However, Rav Shimon continues, V'hoitzi akosa Nesua Mechlal Nesua V'arusa Mechlal Arusa, but then when the Torah tells us that the dinim of a Bas Koyin is different, so the Torah is telling us that the dinim of a Bas Koyin are always different, and it doesn't make a difference if she was a Nesua or if she was a Nayim Rasa. In all cases, she is Chayiv Sreifa, and she will no longer be Chayav Chenek if she was in the Sua, and she won't be Chayav Skila if she was in Ayim Rasa, and therefore Makish Hoitzi Akosta Nesua Mechlal Nesua Lachmer, that's certainly in the case where Torah states that instead of a Bas Koyin that's in the Sua receiving Chenek, instead she will receive Sreifa, which is certainly more Chomer than Chenek. Therefore, Afkish Hoitzi Akosta Verusa Mechlal Arusa Lachmer, so also when the Torah tells us that a Bas Koyin that's in Ayim Rasa does not receive Skila and instead receives Sreifa, it must be because Sreifa is more chomer than skila, and therefore we have a raya that Sreifa is more chomer than skila. And Ayin Rashi do maskal ima af bas koyin v'hachi koma. And this is what Rav Shimon meant to say: shtei klal shenam b'tura barusa b'skila uvenesua b'chenek af bas koyin ha'isetchil b'mashma uba'akasa v'hoitzilcha bas koyin lidu b'sreifa v'stam k'siva v'achas rusa v'achas nesua hoitzil sreifa. The Brisa continues: zoy mi nesua bas koyin b'chlal zoy mi nesua bas yisrael and zoy mi arusa bas koyin b'chlal zoy mi arusa Arusa Bas Yisrael, and even though we just stated that Lefi Rav Shimon, a Bas Koyin that was Mizana will always be Chayis Reifa, however, if the Edim that testified against the Bas Koyin now found to be Edim Zoymim, they wouldn't be Chayis Reifa, and instead they would get the Misa as if the person they testified was a Bas Yisrael. And for example, if they testified against a Bas Koyin that was in the Suah, they would only receive Chanek, and if they testified against a Bas Koyin that was a Naim Rasa, then they would receive Skila, and in either case, they would not receive Sreifa. Rashi explains that this is learned from the Pasuk in Pashas Emor that states, Esavia hi mechalelas be'ishi sarif, and really the Pasuk could have stated, Esavia mechalelas, and the word he is extra, and we learn out, he be'ishi sarif, v'loi boila, v'loi zayimea, that the Chiddush HaTorah is only regarding the Bas Koyin herself. The Chiv Sreifa is not extended, not to the one that was mezana with her, and not to the Edim that testified falsely against her. And Lemais, it's important to note that later on in the Masechta, as well as the beginning of Masechtas Makos, the Gemara will actually bring a drasha of Kasha Zom Lassis La'achiv, we will dash in La'achiv V'loi La'chaisai, and L'chayrit is not like our Gemara, and Ayin Rishonim will discuss this point. And the Gemara continues, Tanur Rabbanu, we learned to the Braisa, and this Braisa will dash in the Pasuk and Pashas Emor regarding a Bas Koyin, where the Pasuk states, U'basish Koyin Kisech Liznais as a via him chalalas be'ish tisarif, and the Braisa begins that the Pasuk starts, U'basish Koyin Kisechel, Yochal Filu Chilas HaShabbos, and one may have thought that since the Pasuk regarding Shabbos in Pashki Sisa states, Mechalel Maisumas, so maybe the Torah is being Mechadish, that a Bas Koyin that is Mechal Shabbos will be Chai Streifa and not Skila. And Rashi points out that since the Rabbanon hold that Skila is more Chomer than Streifa, then how could the Gemara have a Hamino that a Bas Koyin that's Mechal Shabbos, that her Misa will be downgraded from Skila to Streifa? However, our Gemara continues, Tamaloy Meliznais, that the Pasuk states, Baskis Shkoyin Kisechel is nice, Bechilulun Shabbos, that the Pasuk is only teaching us a din, Benegea Bas Koyin, that was Mizana, and instead of an Eshesish receiving Chenek, she would receive Sreifa. And the Baisa continues, Yochel Afilu Pnuya, that one may think that if a Bas Koyin has a relationship while she is a Pnuya, that she would be Chaya Sreifa, but Nema Kanavia, Venemala Alonavia, that says in our Pasuk, Benegea Bas Koyin, the word Avia, and in Pash Kisetse, regarding a Nayim Rasa, the Pasuk also uses the term Avia, Malalam's Nus, and Zikas Abal, and just like over there, it's referring to his Nus, while she had Zikas Abal, and while she was already Mureses, Zafkan's Nus, and Zikas Abal, and therefore Benegea, the Din of Bas Koyin, were also referring to a case where she was Mizana, while she was attached to a husband, and she was not a Pnuya, and it's teaching us that a Bas Koyin, that's in Suya, would be Chayev Sreifa instead of Chenek. However, the Brisa continues, or maybe when the Torah tells us, Ubasaish Koyin Kisecha Lizdais as a via him chalalas, that maybe the Torah is telling us that if a Bas Koyin has a relationship with her father, then she'd be Chayav Sreifa, but if she had a relationship with anyone else, then she would not be Chayav Sreifa, and she would have the standard Misa that's stated in the Torah. However, the Brisa explains, Kishuayma him chalalas, Hare Kal Adam Oma, by the fact that the Torah states that she's being Mechalal her father, so it must be that she's being Mizana with another person, and as Rashi explains, Mashma him chalalas Aisai, that she's being mechal her father and he's not being mechal her, as if this Bas Koyin had a relationship with her father, then not only was she mechal him, but he also was mechal her, as she's now considered Zayna, and she would now not be able to eat Truma, and she would be mechalalus as well. And Ayin Rashi, who points out that how could the Gemara have a Hamino that this Pasuk is only referring to a Bas Koyin that was mezana with her father, but l'kamei par chechidasik adayte her milsa, im kei my iri Bas Koyin, vafilu Bas Yisrael nami me'avir b'sreifa, as even if she would be a Bas Yisrael, if she had a relationship with her father, the chiyavisa is always sreifa, and therefore the Braisa states, hamani mekayim avia, and therefore by the fact that the Torah states avia, it must be it's coming for the Gzeir Shava, that nema kan avia, v'nema lalon avia, malalon znustam zika zabal, afkan znustam zika zabal, and a Bas Koyin that's a pnuya, would not be chayiv sreifa. The Gemara now continues that if we have a Gzeir Shava between a Bas Koyin and the din of Nayim Rasa, as both psukim state the word avia, so imal ala nayir v'yarusa, afkan nayir v'yarusa, so if so, we should say that just like Benegea din of Nayim Rasa, she has to be a Nayim Rasa, so over here also, maybe the only way that Bas Koyin is chayiv sreifa is only if she's a Nayim Rasa, nayir v'hinesua, begeres v'yarusa, begeres v'hinesua, v'afilu eskina menayin, tamaloyme u'bas koyin michal mokoyim, and how do we know that if a Bas Koyin is a Naira and she's already married, or she's already a begeres, but she's only in Arusa, Arusa, or if she's a Begeris and she's also Nesua, or if she's older, how do we know that she'd be Chayas Sreifa? So the Pasuk states, Ubas Koyin, and Rashi states, Mirbuya Devav Kadarsh, that we're dashing based on the fact that it has an extra Vav, and therefore it's coming to include all of these cases, and a Bas Koyin would be Chayas Sreifa in all of these scenarios. In two lines from the bottom of the Amid, Rashi points out, Chor Kiva Savala, the Darsh Lola Kamon Kai Gavna, Vileka Lefushi, the Mirchsev Krastama Yalv Taima, that we can't explain that the drush is from the fact that the Torah just says stama and doesn't say that we're speaking about a naim rasa, the ha'asa gzera shava umafkalei mistama, as certainly the gzera shava would take it out from its usual meaning, and therefore we may think that the only time the bas koyin receives streifa is only if she's a bas koyin that's also a naim rasa. Let's keep in mind that ultimately the Gemara will state that this brice is going like Rav Shimon, and Rav Shimon is not mechalek between a bas koyin that's a naim rasa and a bas koyin that's in the suah, and in all cases he holds that a bas koyin receives streifa. However, certainly this brisa does not work out lefi the chachamim, as the chachamim hold that a bas koyin that's a nesua would receive sreifa, but a bas koyin that's a naim rasa would actually have the same din as a standard naim rasa and would have skila. And as we previously explained, since the chachamim hold that skila is more chomer than sreifa, certainly we wouldn't lessen the misa for a bas koyin, and instead of receiving skila, she would be downgraded to sreifa, and therefore certainly she remains at the same din of a bas yisrael. And lefi the chachamim, a bas koyin that's a naim rasa would receive skila and not sreifa. Now that we finished this piece of the Gemara, so we could go back to the previous Gemara where the Gemara asked that lechayr bas koyin that's a pnuya should be chayis sreifa, and the Gemara responded that we have a gzeirah shava, and we learned malalon znusim zikas abal afkan znusim zikas abal, and Rashi states v'haid nakatana hay lishna v'lei nakat malalon rusa afkan rusa mishum l'sreifa namir l'suyah l'suyah l'sreifa k'yal v'kamon. As l'maisa we just learned that b'negeya bas koyin and lefir ab shimin there is no chilah between an arusa and a sua, and she's always going to be chayis sreifa. Therefore, the Gemara would rather use the term afkan znus mzikas abal, and it doesn't make a difference if the zikas abal is based on irisin or based in the suyin. And the brisa continues bas koyin, and we continue in daf nun aleph amid aleph ainli al shinisis l'koyin. One may have thought that the only time that the Torah is bechadish that a bas koyin that's mezana receives sreifa is only by a bas koyin that's married to a koyin, and therefore she still has the status of a koyin and she still could eat truma. However, nisis l'levi l'isol la'idik chavim or some agers l'kutei l'chol l'mamzil l'sin minayin, that a bas koyin that either has irisin or nesuyin to a levi or to yisrael or to a goy or kutei or a chol or mamzil l'sin, that no longer is eichel b'truma and no longer has a status of a kohenis. And how do we know that she would still be chayy sefer tamulema ubas ish koyin afal pisha in a kohenis, as instead of the Torah stating ubas koyin, the Torah states ubas ish koyin, so therefore it's mashma that even though she's no longer a koyin, and even though she's only the daughter of a man that's a koyin, she will still be chayy sefer. And let us see Rashi at the top of the Amid, cholol koyin shenasa grusha oy zayna v'yod le ben mikri cholol menakuna k'dechsev leichal zarei, and I think the Sinum Amzer, afal pi shesirun lovi b'kol, that even though certainly it's also to get married to an akum or to an Sinum Amzer, yeshlam kedushin v'arei yeshesish, the kedushin tefsim b'chayv ilavin, as we hold that kedushin is tefsim b'chayv ilavin, the avagav the harmasisir rabbi kiva the darsh vav, and even though Rashi at the Baran Amid previously stated that this price is going like rabbi kiva who dashins above, and we dashin ubas koyin v'shemilalei the in kedushin tefsim b'chayv ilavin, and certainly we know the famous shita rabbi kiva that rabbi kiva holds that inclusion types of Mechayv Lavin, it could tana be a vomis, the Isla Libra Bakiva, the Chiyom Rabakiva, inclusion types of Mechayv Lavin, had a meal of Mechayv Lavin to share, our Mechayv Lavin greatly loy Omar, and therefore even Rabbi Kiva could hold that Kedushin will be typhus in any of these Chayv Lavin, and Rashi could have also stated that the Tana of this Brysa is Savale Kavasi Bechoda or Paul La Bechoda, that he holds like Rabbi Kiva, but again a dashing above, but he doesn't hold like Rabbi Kiva, but again a Kedushin being typhus Mechayv Lavin, and this Tana hold that Kedushin is typhus b'chayvi lavin, and ayin Rashi ayin kichavim ikalav leisis chatan bam v'chein esin duhu min agavoinim, and the mefarshim are all bothered that even though it's true that if someone marries a guy there's an issa leisis chatan bam, but we know that Kedushin is not typhus by an akum, and because of this some agurs the word kuti and others give other pshatim in Rashi ayin sham. The Brisa continues with the din that we previously mentioned that legabe abas koyin the pasuk states ubasish koyin kisecha lisnois as a via him chalalas Ishti Sarif, and the Pasuk could have stated as a via Michaleles, and the word he is extra, and therefore we learn out that the only din of Sreifa is only he, is only on the Bas Kohen herself, and therefore we learn, he b'Sreifa, ve'im b'yerlo b'Sreifa, that the person that's mezana with her will not receive Sreifa, and if she's in the Su'ah, then the Bayil will have Chanek, and if she's in Ayim Rasa, then the Bayil will be Chayiv Skila, and we also learn, he b'Sreifa, ve'im zeremer b'Sreifa, and if the Edim that testified falsely against Bas Kohen, and generally should be Chayiv Sreifa, based on the din of Kasha Zomam, but the Torah tells us, he b'Sreifa, ve'im zeremer b'Sreifa, and the Zomim will be Chayiv, the same Misa as the Bayil, and the Edim Zomim will either be Chayiv Chanek, if she was in the Su'ah, or they'll be Chayiv Skila, if she was in Ayim Rasa. And keep in mind that some of Farshim say that we shouldn't be goyis this last line, as really the makar is kashazam lasis la'achiv loy lachaisai. And finally, the brayse ends off Rabbi Elazar Omer as avia b'sreifa v'eschamer b'skila. That when the pasuk tells us as avia he mechalelas be'ish tisarev, we learn out that her father will receive sreifa, but her father-in-law will be chayiv skila. And ayin Rashi Rabbi Elazar Omer lekaman boy my kama. The Gemara will explain exactly what Rabbi Elazar means. Before we finish, let us go back to Rashi, Dibu Maskal Basish Kayin, is she Seru Lumli, that why does the Torah state Basish Kayin if all it could have stated is Bas Kayin? El the Midrash, the Av who'd be in an Ish Kayin, there's only a requirement that the father had to be a Kayin, Avu Baloi be in an Ish Kayin, but the husband does not have to be a Kayin, the Avu be Shein a Kahanes, and even though at this point this Bas Kayin no longer has a din of Kahanes, a Bas Kayin Kapikra, Shte Bas Ish Kayin, Vulay Ish Kayin, Ayin Sham, and we will stop over here.